All right. Well, welcome back, everyone, to another edition of the New Hampshire Job Corps Show. Once again, I'm your host, John Miller, and I'm joined by three students from our medical administrative assistant trade today. Why doesn't everyone introduce themselves?
Hi, my name is Karina.
My name is Moses.
I'm Ajanel.
Well, thank you all for being here with us today. Why don't we get started with a reminder for our listeners of some of the programs offered in Job Corps. So we have 9 trades. Can the three of you name any of them for us?
There's clinical medical assistant, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Facility maintenance.
Yeah.
Culinary.
Electrical.
Hospitality.
Facility maintenance.
Did you say advanced manufacturing?
No.
Yep, we have advanced manufacturing.
There's licensed nursing assistant.
Yeah, and then LNA, licensed nursing assistant. Mm-hmm.
Security and protective services.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then there's medical administrative assistant.
Yep, exactly. And so what does that mean? What do you learn in your trade?
We deal with a lot of the office work. We answer phone calls, we schedule patients, we deal with insurance, coding and billing, but there's a lot of different
fields that we can work in. Yeah.
Sure. What are some of those fields?
You can work in pediatrics, OBGYN, ENT, crisis centers, x-rays.
Insurance claims, fire clerks.
Plastic surgery.
Yeah, plastic surgery.
Mm-hmm. A bunch of different places.
Yeah, a bunch of different places. You could work at various
Any office, medical office needs an administrative assistant. So that's where we would step in, in any field.
Okay. So you're just getting specialized training to the medical field to do that?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. That sounds wonderful. In addition to the trades, and we can come back to talking about your trades. In fact, I'd like to later in the show. But as far as other services that Job Corps offers, what are some of the other programs that we have in addition to our trades?
You have a student government. There's a lot of different clubs. There's like a finance club. There's a sewing club. For those of you who are fans of like Yu-Gi-Oh! And magic cards, there's certain little clubs they provide for that. There's a bunch of after-school activities they provide, recreation trips, you know, go to the mall, Walmart.
Yep, and there's a trip every day, mostly every day. But in terms of like what you can get out of the program, they have HISET?
Yep, HISET, high school diploma.
Mm-hmm. And you can get your driver's license all at no cost.
Yep, driver's ed, and that's a good thing to highlight. So how much does any of the services Job Corps offers cost our students?
Nothing.
Exactly, yep. And anyone that's listening that is interested in learning more about Job Corps, I would encourage you to call 603-621-9555 or go to newhampshire.jobcorps.gov. Additionally, we offer tours of our center every Tuesday and Thursday at 10 a.m., and you can find some more wonderful information at our website. So let's go through the process. If a listener is thinking about taking a positive step for their life and getting some training or an academic credential, whatever they might need that Job Corps offers, what's it like as a new student coming in? What's the admissions process like? We'll start there.
Well, the admissions process takes about a month. A lot of paperwork. You have to do a background check. And what else do you have to do?
But that also depends on, like, they kind of base it on priority a little bit almost. Like, if you're homeless and you don't have anywhere to stay, it won't take a month. Like, mine, I wasn't homeless, but, like, I got in here, I think, in maybe, like, 2 weeks or something.
Okay. And what's the eligibility requirements for the program? There's 2 main ones, right? Age and
income, right.
So, mm-hmm. 16 to 24-year-olds. That are from an economically disadvantaged background. And again, our services are free to our students. So why don't we go back and continue to talk about the admissions process a little bit?
Everybody has an admissions counselor when they first come in.
Yeah.
You
You are shown your dorm where mm-hmm. you're going to stay. There's a lot of not a lot of paperwork, but there's some paperwork that you have to sure. you have to sign off on some things. And after those papers, you're pretty much good to go, and you start your CPP, which is the yep. career preparation period.
So after about 2 weeks to a month, depending on your situation and how quickly the paperwork can come together, you're accepted into the program and you arrive on center. So what are your first few weeks like in the program?
It's a lot of learning how things are, like how the program operates, like what you're going to be doing. It's a lot of figuring out what trade you want to do, what you want to sure. do after. We write resumes.
CPP.
We also had to build our own portfolios during that right. time. So mm-hmm. they make us write up our resume and then and what trade you want to do and what trade you want to shadow. So sure. that's during the last portion of the CPP.
And I think okay. the best part about that is the fact that everyone that's in your CPP comes in the same week as you. So you're not like the only one that's looking for somewhere to sit. So you guys get close during that right. period.
Yeah, I was going to CPP for our listeners, by the way, stands for Career Preparation Period. And it is the first few weeks on center. So maybe one of you or anyone that wants to can talk a little bit about what it's like coming to a program where you don't know anyone going in, what you go through meeting new people.
I would say your first couple of days, if that, are a little nerve-wracking. But as Ajanel said, you know, you learn, you meet new people and you kind of open up and you learn the ways of Job Corps, and everybody's just kind of friendly, very friendly, because we've all been there. We all know what it's like on your first day, so.
Right, and your CPP brothers and sisters, you kind of just reach out to each other.
Absolutely.
Because,
sure.
Yeah.
So you would say that for anyone that's listening that might be thinking about looking into Job Corps, if they're nervous about going to this new place, they shouldn't be.
Absolutely yeah. not.
Yeah. I mean, it's normal. It's normal to be nervous, but definitely, you know, we're all open arms. We all know what it's like.
Sure. So after the and actually let's talk about the one more aspect of CPP, deciding what trade you want to do. What's that process like?
Well, I know for me personally, when I came to Job Corps, I didn't want the trade I'm in now. So when you go in, you shadow a couple trades, and the three trades that you pick, your top three, and then you go, you pick one that you audit for a week, and then from there you kind of decide what trade you want. But I think only up until like a certain point, you are allowed to switch your trades if it's not something that you 100% are committed to.
Okay, so it's very open, and what you want to do, it's very driven by
absolutely.
What the students want to do.
Right.
Excellent. So after the CPP period, first few weeks, you go into you're in your trade or you're in academics as well, depending on the situation. And that's the real meat of the program, right?
Yeah.
So is there anything that you would like to talk about within your trade again? We can go back to the MAA trade.
Well, our trade is a lot of independent work.
Sure.
We do our own assignments, but we do, you know, come together as a class and have group study sessions, because we do have two exams. We have a national exam to become a certified medical administrative assistant, and we actually just got a new exam for our electronic health records. Is it a certification?
Yeah,
it's a certification. And so we'll come together, you know, a couple times a week, and we'll study for that. But our shop isn't the most hands-on, but we do have a lot of computer-based work.
Sure. So within each trade, as our listeners know from our past shows, there are credentials that each of our students can acquire while they're in their trade. So what are the credentials for a medical administrative assistant?
Well, when you get in there, you get one of your first couple weeks, you get your bloodborne pathogen and your OSHA certification. You get your HIPAA certification and your OPEC, which is an online credential that you get, which helps you kind of get a feel of what it's like to schedule patients and receive phone calls.
I think this might be for all the trades too. We get first aid?
Yep, first aid and CPR certified.
Yeah.
Excellent. And those are industry recognized credentials that will help the three of you after the program. Excellent. So, Karina, I know that you are in academics. Do you want to talk a little bit about that program?
Sure. So when you first get into Job Corps, you have to take a TABE test, which is testing for adult basic education. Mm-hmm. Whether you completed high school or not, it's a requirement that you take. Depending on what grade you get when you come in, if you get a 9.0 or above in your math or reading, you get put in what's called a CCR or a college career readiness class. And then from there, when you hit a 12.9, which is like 12.9 grade level, then you proceed to becoming full trade. I am in a CCR class. I taped out of my math and reading, but I haven't completely taped out of them yet. There are some students who are in academic classes, high set classes. Some students are in full trade. It's all a self-paced program, so however faster, not so fast that you want to complete, is completely up to you.
I just want to point out, it depends on what you get on your TAPE. So for example, if you didn't do well on the math portion of the TAPE, you have to go to math classes for that, and you keep taping each month until you reach 12.9, and if you do reach 12.9, you don't need to take those academic classes anymore.
And all of that is our academic portions are to get you college or career ready for whatever you want to do, because that's the real mission of the program, is to get our students ready to enter a career field. So anyone that's listening that might be interested in learning more, I would encourage you to call 603-621-9555 or go to newhampshire.jobcorps.gov to learn more. All right, so also let's talk about what happens after the trade. So you're getting toward the end of your time at Job Corps. You're completing your academics. You're completing your trade. Moses, you are in the Grad 90 phase, correct? Yeah. So why don't you tell us what that means?
So Grad 90 is when you have about 90 days left until you graduate. So I'm 80% my TAR, which is the percentage for completing your trade. So after you reach a certain amount of percentage, you go to Grad 90 class where you do a resume build up or cover letter build up, and you prepare for your career for getting a JTM, which is a job training match at the end of the before you graduate. So,
okay. So the Grad 90 phase, and that Grad 90 just means that we anticipate that a student will be graduating in the next 90 days. They enter this phase. What sort of support services are offered to our graduates even after they complete the program in the form of career support?
After you graduate, they actually contact you within 1 year to see if you have a JTM, a job training match. So if you have a job after graduation, they'll just see how you're doing, and if you need any help in certain areas, like living allowance and stuff. But they usually help in getting your job after graduation.
Sure. Yeah, the center has developed contacts with a number of businesses for each of our trades around the state. And around the Northeast, really, because the three of you are actually not from New Hampshire, are you?
No.
Where are you all from?
I'm from Boston, Massachusetts.
I'm from Lynn, Massachusetts.
And I'm from New York City.
Okay. A good majority of our students are from New Hampshire, but some come from other states. So this is a good example of how we really have a network of connections around the entire Northeast that we can leverage for our students, and that's one of the support services that we offer. So let's talk now about completing the program. I think that the three of you all have a plan, right, that you want to do. You have plans for the future. So what are your aspirations, your goals?
When I complete Job Corps, my goal is to work in a pediatric office because I love children.
So after the program, I'm thinking, well, I want to get a job in medical administrative assistant work, but I also want to go to school, and I'm thinking about majoring in psychology and minoring in business, possibly.
Okay.
Yeah, so after I graduate, I want to do, like, something different. So I might be doing dental assisting after I graduate here and for a couple months. And then I might go back to school to finish getting my bachelor's degree in public health. So I want to do that.
Okay. So dental assisting, would that be through our advanced training?
Yeah, it's absolutely. It's through our advanced training.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about advanced training, and I can jump into if you'd like.
Advanced training is when you finish your basic trade here. And like after you finish your basic trade, you could go to any job corps centers around the country for advanced training, like welding or
the lineman, the electrical lineman.
Yeah, electrical trade. Lineman, okay. And there's a lot more trades out there, but yep. Yeah, so there's a lot of trades. I mean, advanced training sure. For that.
So here in New Hampshire alone, we have several advanced trades, which we've partnered with Manchester and Nashua Community Colleges, as well as St. Joseph's School of Nursing, to offer right now 5 programs: a registered nursing program, a cybersecurity, computer-aided design, robotics, and a hotel and restaurant management program. And those 5 trades, students that complete a basic trade in Job Corps, so whether it's a medical administrative assistant or manufacturing or whatever of our trades students decide to complete, they can go on to advanced trade at one of the aforementioned colleges, and the center would pay for that. So it's an opportunity to go to college for free for Job Corps, which is a wonderful opportunity for our students. And there are, just as Moses said, other advanced training opportunities around the country, such as a dental assistant program, which sounds like Moses might take advantage of. So let's talk a little bit about some of the on-the-job training that the center likes to expose its students to. So have any of you ever done WBL at all, work-based learning?
Not yet.
I actually wanted to do it, but I didn't have much time. Like I had, I really want to do it, but I didn't have much time for it. Like,
okay,
yeah. So
I'm actually supposed to be starting WBL soon, next month.
Okay.
I'm going to be working at the Bel Air Nursing Home and Rehabilitation Center.
Okay, good. Yeah, so work-based learning is essentially an internship. That we like to try and set our students up in with our area business partners, and it sounds like you're going to be going to one of them, which is wonderful. We also have let's walk our listeners through a typical day at Job Corps. I like to do that each show. So why don't we start in the morning, right when you wake up in the dorm, to all the way through the day?
Sure. Well, we have someone that wakes us up every morning at 6:30. We're supposed to be out of our rooms by 7:30. Breakfast is from, I believe, 6:30, right?
Yeah, 6:30 to 8 o'clock.
6:30 to 8 o'clock. Classes start at 8 o'clock, and we have 2 breaks. We have a 9:30 to a 9:45 break, 2:15 to a 2:30 break, and we have an hour lunch. Classes end at 3:30, and then we have a mandatory dorm meeting at 3:45.
Every other week, though, the training day will end at 3 o'clock, and we'll go to Payline to get our pay.
Let's talk about that, being paid to be in the program.
So every other week, well, it also depends on your CSS. Your
CSSR scores depend.
And what does CSSR stand for?
Career Success Standard Rating.
Yep.
So every week, in your dorms, in your academic classes, in your trade, you get a rating of 1 to 5 based on your work, your tardiness, absence, making sure you're in proper uniform. At Job Corps, when you first arrive, you are given a uniform of a green polo shirt and khakis, and when you hit 10% in your trade, you are given your uniform. We are in scrubs. All the medical trades are in scrubs, but for hard trades such as electrical, advanced manufacturing, or facilities maintenance, you are given your uniform when you first arrive. Your CSSR score not only affects you getting your pay line, but it also affects whether or not you can go on rec trips, whether or not you can go home on the weekends. It really does. It puts a damper on your routine at Job Corps if you don't
meet the standards. But it's not difficult to maintain a high score. Absolutely in order not. To get you into
what kind of things are included in that score? What are we looking for? What are the expectations of students?
We actually have to do chores in, every day. So each person in the room is assigned to a chore. So there's a chore for the cleaning the floor and cleaning the windows and the mirrors. So we all have chores to do. And as for the chores, we also have to do dorm chores, which is you have to have a chores for the common area. You have to have the chores for to clean the floors in the hallways. So that's part of the CSSR score.
And that's rotated every few weeks. So like the dorm chores that are out in the common area, you won't have one every week because there's a lot of girls that are in the dorms. So each week the chores will change.
And those are really just to maintain a clean space to live in. And the CSSR scores include certainly things other than chores. That's just a part of it. It's just generally general career readiness things. It's being presentable, being respectful, things like that. It really it's just
taking responsibility
being a responsible adult. And if you can do that, then you'll do wonderfully on the CSSR scores.
Absolutely. So
what sort of things are there to do after the training day for fun, different recreation options available to students?
Every Monday, we have an NV swim trip. You can go and swim and work out, and you can also become swim certified because in the summer, they do take us out to the beach and amusement parks. There's Walmart and mall trips for people who need to just go shopping to get anything specific. We also do trips to the movies, Sky Zone.
Laser tag. Go golf.
There's a whole bunch of different things. You can ask the rec staff if there's like a specific trip you want to go on. Your guidance counselors can bring you to Walmart throughout the day if you would ask them as well. They also have like sports teams too. They have a basketball team that goes to different Job Corps as well and do tournaments and other stuff. There's a whole bunch of different things. And then there's our recreation center as well, where they have pool tables, foosball, air hockey. There's
TVs,
a movie
to play
room,
video games,
and Wi-Fi. Also.
Workout rooms, art rooms.
Mm-hmm.
So quite a bit to entertain yourself
Absolutely.
With.
Absolutely.
Excellent. So I'd like to close on each of you or anyone that's comfortable, maybe. If there's someone listening to this that is looking for a way to create a path to achieve their career goals, if there's someone that doesn't quite know what they want to do, someone that might be thinking about or in a position where Job Corps could be beneficial to them but is on the fence, is there a message that the three of you would give to them based on your experience with Job Corps?
There's definitely hope. Before Job Corps, regular high school wasn't for me. I couldn't ever seem to just do it and get it done. I really felt like I didn't have a lot of options. I wasn't really familiar with Job Corps until one of my family members had told me about it, and I looked into it, and there's definitely hope. There's always another option, and Job Corps definitely does help and give you the opportunities that you didn't really quite think you had. And it really does give you a good foundation for the setup of the rest of your life. But if you want it, it's there. You just gotta work for it.
Okay. Excellent. Well, thank you. For anyone that's listening that wants to learn more, once again, I would encourage you to call 603-621-9555 or go to newhampshire.jobcorps.gov. Would anyone like to say anything in closing?
Do it. It's free. It doesn't get better than that.
Don't wait, because it's definitely a great opportunity.
Excellent. Well, once again, I'm your host, John Miller. Thank you for joining us again, and we will see you next time. Thanks.